This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome to it, my friends. It is the Steve Gruber Show, and glad to have you on board. A lot going on today on the program. We're have a chance to talk about some conspiracy theories coming up, ones that you just simply must hear. Also, we're going to talk about making you a little bit more healthy, potentially. Trying to get your diabetes and other health issues under control by controlling the sugar in your diet. Something is it's kind of a gift from me. And we'll get to that in a minute. But first, we have to talk about where we've been this week and what a week it has been. It has been a week of terrorism again. And the world once again is looking at how to stop the Islamic State, how to stop fundamental Islamic terrorists from murdering people, this time, of course, in Brussels, Belgium. 300 maimed and murdered. It is an incredible punch to the heart of Europe once again. An incredible punch that shows that the Islamic State can strike deep in the heart of Europe, that refugees that came to Europe, many of them were not trying to assimilate at all, and in fact were much more interested in creating jihad in Europe. As many as 600 soldiers now, some say, as many as 600 soldiers for the Islamic State now loose in Europe somewhere. It's not the first time that the Muslim religion has pushed itself out onto the world. Thomas Jefferson, the nation's third president, was the first one to push back against Muslim pirates coming from the Barbary Coast of Tunisia and Libya. They were attacking American ships, enslaving Americans and others, of course. And Thomas Jefferson tried to figure out what the problem was, and he spoke to members of the Barbary States. He went and spoke to Tripoli's envoy to London, Ambassador Sidi Haji Abdrahman. And he asked him, by what right did he extort money and take slaves in this way from America? I mean, it was a new country. How could the Barbary Coast and these Barbary states have such a deep-seated hatred for America? The ambassador answered us that the right was founded on the laws of the Prophet. This is a quote, by the way, you can find this all over. As Jefferson shared this with then Secretary of State John Jay and then to the Congress, the ambassador answered us that the right was founded on the laws of the Prophet, that it was written in their Quran that all nations who should not have answered their authority were sinners, that it was their right and duty to make war upon them whenever and wherever they could be found, and to make slaves of all they could take as prisoners, and that every Muslim, who should be slain in battle was sure to go to paradise. Oh, and by the way, Abdrahman didn't fail to add that you could certainly pay a commission directly to Tripoli. In fact, he said America could get a reprieve If they were willing to pay about $250,000 then and $25,000 annually. Thomas Jefferson flatly refused. He said, I don't think so. That's not going to work for us. And Jefferson, who had previously been opposed to a navy at all, put a navy together. And you may already know this, but then they sailed to Tripoli, and they fought back. It took several years of bombardment, but finally the practice of kidnap and piracy and slavery was put down. It was put down with or without the justification of the Quran. Quranic justification be damned, he said. Jefferson didn't demand regime change of the Barbary States. He demanded policy change. And from a lot of reading that we've done, he seemed to avoid the comment of the religious dimension except to share with Congress the fact that you couldn't negotiate with these people. You couldn't negotiate. That has not changed. You cannot negotiate with jihadists. You cannot negotiate with people who will strap bombs on their own bodies and walk into a crowded theater, whether it be in Paris or an airport in Brussels. You cannot negotiate with these people. And now we have learned they were actually targeting a nuclear power plant, but they didn't get to it. So, my friends, here's what I say. I agree with Jefferson's point of view. Do not negotiate. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them all. You have no other choice. You cannot embrace this. You cannot sit idly by because they've called you an Islamophobe. It is irrelevant. They will call you bigoted. They will call you xenophobic. No, sir. Thomas Jefferson was not bigoted and xenophobic. He was a leader who knew that decisive action was needed to protect his countrymen sailing on merchant ships back and forth to Europe. Thomas Jefferson knew that if he didn't smash the problem like a bug, that it would persist and continue. Well, he put it down. The Barbary States of what was the Ottoman Empire stopped. He finally put an end to it. But he didn't put an end to the idea that all nations who should not have answered their authority were sinners, which is what the radical Islamics believe. And not that radical, it's what's written in their Quran, according to Thomas Jefferson, according to the book that he read. That they could make war upon them, that they could make slaves of them, take them as prisoners. They could do basically anything they wanted. We need a man like Thomas Jefferson today, decisive, final, to the point. Skip the political correctness. We don't have the time. Because what happened in Brussels, unfortunately, is coming here. Worse than San Bernardino. Worse than Chattanooga. And maybe even worse than 9/11. Something that most millennials don't even remember. Sad, isn't it? Most millennials don't even remember 9/11. You think about that. And you think about why they're voting for Bernie or Hillary or whomever. It's time that we actually drew a line in the sand and meant it. It's time for America to stand up and say enough. No more leading from behind. No more defenseless language. No more is indefensible language. No more of that. Stand up. Be heard. Draw the line. Say enough is enough. When we come back, we'll take a breath and talk about your good health. And then a few minutes later, we'll talk about some conspiracy theories and so much more. This is The Steve Gruber Show.